This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 18th. Well, I got to tell you what a difference a day makes. Market thinks everything's all fine in it all of a sudden. So we're still basking in the glow of that Friday retail sales report. And essentially because consumers were spending among many categories, not all, but many, a lot of people think we're going to be able to skirt any kind of serious recession. And, of course, the ultimate irony is if we are in a recession, how come we're still creating jobs and how come earnings are still going up? So it's a weird one, okay? In the meantime, there's growing evidence in America that inflation has definitely peaked and a strong dollar has definitely shoved down commodity prices. So it looks pretty positive. Now, of course, we're in the time of the earnings announcement season where the good earnings come out early. In about 3 weeks, there'll be some negative earnings, okay? But we might as well bask in this glow right now and enjoy it. In the meantime, the Atlanta Fed last week did revise their second quarter GDP estimate down to a 1.5% contraction. But I do want to remind everybody, the private economists still remain positive. They're ranging from 1.3 to 2.7%. The other thing that's helping us out is news broke that Paul Pelosi, he's the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, bought 20,000 shares in NVIDIA. And obviously NVIDIA is a semiconductor stock we've had for some time. So that's very, very good news. And the House is in the process of allocating $52 billion to boost domestic semiconductor manufacturing and giving tax credits for essentially onshoring production. This is actually a big national security risk. So that's why the U.S. wants to move the semiconductor production back to America. Anyway, I don't think Paul Pelosi will get too much grief for this because he did purchase it after the House passed this back in February. But they're getting around to actually hand out the money and tax credits right now. In the meantime, Europe is a bit of a mess right now. Gazprom, which is the Russian natural gas company, which is ironically headed by a former German Chancellor Schroeder, has just cut Europe off from natural gas. They're blaming pipeline maintenance, but they were winding down gas supplies last week. So they say they might restart it on July 21st, but if they don't, it's going to be devastating for Germany because Germany's dependent upon cheap Russian natural gas for its chemical industry, which is vast. Ironically, on July 21st, the European Central Bank is meeting. So if Gazprom does not restore natural gas deliveries to Europe, I'm just curious if the ECB will change its key interest rates. Now, they were supposed to go from -0.5% to a -0.25%. But what's interesting about Europe is there's chaos over there. The currency is really hurting them. Commodities are priced in dollars, so the strong dollars making inflation worse over there. Mario Draghi, the Prime Minister of Italy, offered to resign last week. The resignation was rejected. Obviously, Britain's picking a new Prime Minister. They're down to 5 candidates now. Should be down to 3 later this week. And but you know, Vladimir Putin really is wielding his influence. I mean, you know, people are mad at energy prices. They're mad they can't pay their utility bills, especially in Britain. There's a big heat wave right now, so they're miserable. Okay, and so it just shows that you know you got to keep the people happy, otherwise chaos reigns. In the meantime, the Italian crisis is more related to debt. Okay, the cumulative debt burden as interest rates have moved higher on government bonds. But it'll be fascinating to see if there's other leadership changes in Europe because of the weak economy and all. So this is a great week for us if you own natural gas stocks. Their natural gas prices are up because of the Gazprom chaos. Crude oil prices are up because Saudi Arabia did not significantly boost crude oil production after Joe Biden's visit. I think it's safe to say that our big energy bet is turning out to be a good bet right now. If you just look at your stocks today, you'll be very, very happy. They were very firm last week, especially on Friday. So basically, the U.S. is producing 12 million barrels of oil a day based on the last data I got. Demand did drop in America because of high gas prices. So we are energy independent, and we're exporting, of course, natural gas and crude oil and refined products. So our trade deficit is coming down, and that also is going to boost GDP growth. So as long as you're invested in energy, you should be a happy camper. But there are other hot spots out there. And, you know, the joke on Wall Street is Paul Pelosi's the world's greatest investor, because in the past he bought Apple and Tesla options that apparently worked out for him. So that is a joke that he's the world's greatest investor, but he's done very well for himself, just so you know. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I do want to remind everybody markets do oscillate. So if we're up today, we won't be that strong tomorrow. So kind of get used to that daily oscillation. This is the time of year where the good earnings come out, we should enjoy it. This is what we live for. I know there's been a lot of volatility lately, but I think your patience will be rewarded, especially in the energy stocks. So hang in there, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care.